Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bay Area carpool cheaters are being put on notice. The MTC is testing high-speed cameras to catch those who use the lane without having three people in the car. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. And of course, Phil, the question everybody wants to know, will these cameras catch us doing all sorts of other things in the car?
Well, that depends on what they're turned into as we go along. But right now, they're just trying to do a body count. And I think some people are taking it a bit too extremes. But if it's against the law, they might find a way to find you. Right now, what MTC and everybody is trying to deal with is just the basic fact that, the carpool lanes are supposed to have two or three people in them, and people just cheat on it. It's as simple as that. People roll the dice and say it might be a $400 fine, but it's quick, it's easy, and the rest of the traffic is backed up, and I'm going to go for it. And odds are they get away with it.
And the only way to stop them now, other than people's sense of moral justice, which apparently in many cases isn't that well developed, is for the CHP to sit around and try to dart after them, and then that leads to its own set of problems.
Exactly. I was on a ride-along a while ago on one of these trying to catch him. And you just look at how it's set up, Stan. I mean, it's the HOV line is the furthest over to the left. It's the hardest one to get to. Chances are you're right up against a barrier. There's not a way to pull off. There's, all as you said, all this traffic in between. Where's the CHP supposed to sit and wait? And plus, I got to tell you, once you pull over some of these clowns, I mean, they ask for the license and the registration. They pop open the glove box, and all these tickets and parking tickets come pouring out. Chances are the registration's out of date. The license might be suspended or out of date. And you're sitting there with this mountain of headaches over a simple, not even a safety violation. But the CHP is trying to crack down, but it's tough. It's virtually impossible. As you said, it was based on trust. But if you can't get trust, then you try for fear. And that's why they're having this pilot program of setting up these cameras. And they would have the ability, like you have at toll booths or stuff, or speed ticket cameras, to take a photo and gauge how many people are in the car. Now, it wouldn't be a moving violation, so it wouldn't be a point against your license. It would be a fine. And it would require, however, a change in state law. And I got to tell you, that's already been a problem, because even with speed cameras, even when they're just for fines, the Highway Patrol and other law enforcement have not been happy about it. They say it's an enforcement issue, it's a legal issue, it's a union issue. So I'm not sure they're going to get the traction in Sacramento either.
Am I being Pollyanna if I think that maybe they could just try really a big public education campaign and just say, hey, you don't belong in the Diamond Lane, get out of it? But would that work at all? Because so many people feel that people bought their way in by getting the sticker on their electric or hybrid car.
And they still think they have it. So yes, Stan, I think that you need a combination of the education campaign, but you also need a stick, because fear has to work as well to keep people out. We have about 350 miles of these lanes in the Bay Area. They're trying to get them up to 500 miles, because they say that's the only answer to get traffic moving, because there's only so much space for the roads, and that we're going can't build more roads because we just don't have the room for them. So we have to utilize the ones we have, and one of them is HOV lanes for buses for three or two passengers to keep things moving. And if they don't move, well, then you just might get a photo and a fine down the line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.